You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching on the importance of the local church. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church, and man, this is so important. Please make sure that you go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. If you've missed any of these messages, or even if you haven't, go back and study them out. Because again, according to Paul, that the local church is, that, you know, a lot of times people say, I don't believe in organized religion. Well, unfortunately, Jesus does. Because he, not religion, because religion means to return to bondage, but he does believe in having things organized. Even among his own people, he was organized. When he fed the 5,000, he had a plan, and I want to break them down in 50s and hundreds. So the thing of it is that Paul says that the local church is the house of God, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Now, there's two separate things going on. You individually are the church, but there is a place that you need to go, and there's a reason you need to go there. One of the first reasons is, as he tells you, is that the local church is the pillar. In other words, it's the thing, the column that you can hold on to, get established in, keep things from coming on, falling down on your head of the truth, and then it's also the foundation. It keeps you steady when you learn how to receive it right. Now, the office that's in charge of the local church is the pastor's office, okay? And so we've been talking about how it is that Jesus was looking forward to the day that there would be pastors in the earth. In fact, even to a group of people that he taught, that he administered to, he said, you know what? We still need some pastors in here. And we've talked about a little bit about why that is. But now you need to think about this, that you need to think about why it is and what am I looking for in a church. And pastors, again, this is part of your office. And maybe you don't understand how important you are. And if you're looking for a church or if you're in a church, this is what you should be looking at. So it says this. We looked at Jeremiah chapter 3 where it says that he would put forth shepherds according to his heart, who would feed with knowledge and understanding, and that because of that, that you would be multiplied and increased in the land in these days, and that you would know the presence of God. You wouldn't have to go look for the Ark of the Covenant. So when you go to church, you should be fed with knowledge and understanding, not just knowledge. Don't let somebody just impress you with how much they know. Listen, there's a lot of great messages out there, and there's a lot of information. But if you don't walk out of it with understanding and you don't understand Jesus better, how to walk in the Word better, how to be who you are better. And again, it's not about programs. Programs are great, and there is a place in church for serving and getting involved. But the most, you know, I've heard people say, well, I go to church for my children. I pick the best children's church. I don't really get anything out of the services, but they got a great children's church. I have to tell you, I find that stupid, because you are going to be the most influential person in your child's life, or you should be, right? So who's more important to teach and live the Word before them but you? So you need to go to a church where you're being fed with knowledge and understanding, whether they have a great children's church or not. You need to make sure at home you're able to teach them the Word of God, that they're able to see you walk that out. And I think in my heart I'm speaking to somebody specifically. Now, at our churches, we try to do both. We try to have great adult services and great children's services, where both the children and the adults and the youth are fed with knowledge and understanding. But if I was going to pick a church and I had, I just love their children's programs. Listen, if they've got a great children's program, but yet you are not personally increasing in your intimacy with Jesus, your intimacy with His Word, then you don't need to be going there, because at the very least, get where you're established and being discipled, where you can sit down with your child over a dinner table or in their bed and say, hey, let me teach you what I learned in church. Let me teach you what I'm learning to live. And then live it. Don't just talk about it, live it. Okay? And so you need to be at a church where you feed with knowledge and understanding. Now, this is another time in Jeremiah. God is talking about how he's looking forward to being able to send shepherds. He said, I will set up shepherds over them, okay, who will feed them. Let's talk about this just for a second. I know your pastor might let him call you Bill. I honestly don't like when I right now, even though technically I'm called pastor, that's not my predominant office. I do pastor. I'm not teaching this because I'm pastor, because I'm actually not a pastor. My office allows me to function in a lot of different offices by nature, but if we've started several churches, but we always need to be able to plug somebody in that's an actual pastor, okay? But this pastor is set up over, okay? He might be letting you call him Bill. I don't recommend that personally, even though I despise titles, to be honest with you. At my church, we do pretty much push me being called pastor, and we push that our guys push being called pastor. The reason is because you can get so familiar with somebody, you forget that they are the anointed of God to you. And I think the reason I'm not big on titles is because I think you're not enough around the same people enough all the time that the other offices, it makes a difference. If you want to call yourself prophet, if you really were, fine. If you want to call yourself apostle, if you really are one, fine. If you want to call yourself an evangelist, if you really are one, fine. But on where pastors are concerned, I push this. Because you see your pastor should at least two times a week. And I don't ever want you to get into a position like Jesus got into in his own hometown, where they were so familiar with him, it was like, this is just Jesus. He builds houses. His family's here with us. You're no different than me. You know, when Aaron and Miriam got that idea about Moses, it turned out bad for him, really bad. And your pastor is set up over you. Your pastor, and pastors, you need to realize this, and if you don't, you need to get a hold of it. You will stand accountable for the souls of your people. What you put into them, what you invest into them, what you teach them. Because you, the scripture says, you must give account of what you did for them. In other words, you need to quit blowing off study time. You need to quit blowing off time with Jesus, because you're going to give an account of what you put into your people. Now, on the other side, folks, they will give an account. And so you need to respect that. You know, and so they are set up over you. They are the ones that are set to lead the church. They're the ones that are there to provide direction. Okay? And I have to say this, and I'll say it in this way, and it's funny because I just talked about titles, but even if you're an apostle and somebody else is a pastor, you don't need to go in there and run like the heavy, especially if you didn't start the church, and especially if they're not submitted to you. Okay, that local body has to follow what the Lord, the person that was set up there, the vision of the person that was set there. Now they're set up over them. All right. Now as you go on with this, it says, "I will set shepherds over you, who will feed you." Now again, they're not there to impress you. They are there to feed you. And feeding isn't always comfortable sometimes, especially the younger you are. And you need to, feeding involves not just shoving something into somebody's mouth, because you can't shove something so big in somebody's mouth they choke on it, right? They need to feed. They need to be able to bite it. They need to be able to swallow it. They need to be able to process it in their system. This is the reason. Listen, people always ask me, what should I listen to? What teachers? I would find out if you have a godly pastor, a godly man of God who teaches the word, or a woman of God that teaches the word, you need to listen to people that they know, because especially if you're younger, babies have a tendency to put anything in their mouth, anything and everything. You need to wait till you mature a while. I'm not trying to control anybody's life. You can eventually get to the place that you can read just about anything. But while you're growing, concentrate on what your man and woman of God are sharing with you, okay? Now, they're going to feed you, and that's the point of this. You need to take this into you. You need to digest it. When you're being fed, it's not just somebody shoving something in your mouth. You need to take some time. Chew it. Chew it. Don't just listen to it on Sunday. Go back. Listen to the service over and over again. Get your Bible out. You know, I'm not a big one to take notes the first time I listen to something. I do that normally later. But chew on it. Get it down on the inside of you. Feed on it until it becomes a part of you. Okay? Because that's, again, when you feed, whatever you're being fed is supposed to become a part of your body. And in a church, it should become a part of the local body. Now, notice this, and we'll get into this tomorrow. It says that they shall fear no more. In other words, what you're hearing should be beginning to empower you. It should have the love of God in it. How do I know that? Because perfect love casts out fear. So it should have a steady diet of the love of God. Okay? So, because you should walk out of your services without being fear. Whatever you're being fed on, one of the first things should happen is that fear be broken off. Now, this again, this is one of the reasons it's important to go to church. Why? Because the more you feed on the Word of God, the less you will fear. And in this day and this hour, with everything that's going on, you should not. There's a lot out there trying to make you afraid, and you need to be feeding on something. Listen, I'm telling you, one of the reasons you want to be in every service you can and then listen to them on the off days is this. There are things constantly trying to make you afraid. How still know how to deal with life? Go to a local church. Be fed by the pillar and the ground of the truth. Let the pastor's anointing feed you. So that why? So that you will fear no more. We'll talk more about this next. But know that we love you. Know that we believe in you. And get to a local church. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Stay tuned for these important announcements.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His Word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts.